Outside spending, money dropped into a race by the so-called super PACs and political parties, has already topped $120 million nationally for this election cycle. Southern Arizona's CD8 race is feeling the effect of the outside money. According to the Federal Elections Commission, as of a week ago, nearly $800,000 has been spent by outside groups on the CD8 race. And that's the money that has only been reported to the FEC so far. Mailers sent to voters in the district from the Arizona Democrats have yet to show up in the financial reports, along with a newly reported $100,000 ad buy from the Citizens United Super PAC. The National Republican Congressional Committee is running ads against Democrat Ron Barber.
I've seen what we need to do. Rebuild our middle class.
That sounds nice. But Ron Barber supported the same failing agenda that has hurt Arizona.
So far, the NRCC has spent about $314,000 working to keep Barber from winning the race. Barber says the outside money, be it from the national parties or the super PACs, is driving up the cost of campaigning.
I think most Americans would like to see the cost constrained. But as you've pointed out, the Citizens United lawsuit that was decided by the Supreme Court said ultimately that corporations are people. Well, I don't believe that. I think it was a really bad decision that they made. Obviously, it's now the Supreme Court's decision and we have to abide by it. But it has allowed anonymous corporate donors and individual donors to flood money in to this campaign, and I expect it to go on. Unfortunately, there's no way to control it because the law allows it to happen.
Barber, however, is also benefiting from outside money. Groups supporting him have spent nearly $300,000 pointing out the foibles of Republican candidate Jesse Kelly, like this ad from the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee.
Is Jesse Kelly listening to you? Was Jesse Kelly listening to you when he said on Social Security, "I'd love to eliminate the program"?
Jesse Kelly. For his part, Republican candidate Kelly says he has no problem with the nationally funded ads.
I think that if the national money comes in from one side, then the national money should come in from another in order to clarify a lot of the lies and distortions we've seen.
The lies and distortion in the ads, as Kelly calls them, are an interesting issue when it comes to outside funded messages. Kathy Kiley is with the Sunlight Foundation, a nonpartisan campaign finance watchdog think tank based in Washington, D.C. She says the super PACs can give the candidates some political cover.
The super PACs are essentially the candidates' evil twins. The candidates can keep their campaign ads positive because those are the ads that say, "I approve this ad, I'm President Obama and I approve this ad," or "I'm Mitt Romney and I approve this ad." But the super PACs that don't have those names and faces attached to them have gone much more negative. In fact, as our report points out, at least 56% of the money that outside groups have spent so far has been to oppose a candidate rather than to support one. So that what that tells you is a lot of this money is going for negative campaigning.
The super PACs and outside groups are very active in the presidential campaign, but Kiley says they can have a profound effect in the congressional races.
In these races, one big check can often make a big difference, especially when it's coming late in the election cycle. So if somebody comes in who can buy essentially an ad campaign that runs in the last week of an election, it can, in a close race, it can make the difference.
Most candidates complain publicly about the amount of money flowing into the campaigns from these outside groups. But Kiley says none of the major candidates is willing to walk away from the big dollars.
This is escalating like a Cold War battle, and it is, you know, it's funny, you can hear, if you talk to a lot of the politicians, and I'm sure a lot of the people, the donors who are getting hit up for all this money, you know, there are probably a lot of people who are playing in the system who would love to change it, but just as in the arms race, nobody wants to go first, because they're afraid that they'll be left at some kind of a disadvantage.
Third-party candidates like CD8 Green candidate Charlie Manilakis don't get the financial benefit from the super PACs. Manilakis says actually, that's fine with him.
We have too much of our politicians being bought. in the campaign process and why they exist in our Congress. This has to stop. This has to change. That's why I'm moving now. I haven't even moved for any contributions from anyone. I'm just moving for the votes of the people. I just need the people to come under the wings of this eagle and take me into Congress. I don't need the monies.
The next campaign finance reports for Congressional District 8 are due on May 31st. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.